Now D-U-Z does brings you the Goldbergs.
Oh, is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap that does everything best. You know, I just wish it were possible for me to walk up on your front porch right now, ring your doorbell, and have you open the door.
Yes?
Good morning. I'm Clayton Collier, and I've come out here to tell you the big news about Does.
Well, what is it?
Does everything and does it best. And that's been proved in tests against 25 different wash day soaps.
25? Well, could that mean my soap, too?
No doubt. Leading soaps of every kind were included. All were tested for the things you want most on wash day. Whitest washes, most suds for cleaning, along with greatest safety for colors. And only Does came out with a perfect score on all three combined.
Well, I never.
See what that means? This new kind of soap gives you a winning combination. Take the prettiest colors you want.
Like my slips and blouses and things?
That's right. Does actually leaves those colors brighter. Why, compared to Does, most soaps fell down on safety to colors.
Well, what about towels and work clothes?
There again, Does showed up the others. Some soaps didn't make the grade on whiteness or suds for cleaning. But Does gets your towels whiter, definitely whiter, than soap after soap. And it can't be beat for getting those grimy work clothes clean, either. Does does it without hard scrubbing.
Well, sounds like Does is some soap.
You bet it is. For whiteness, suds for cleaning, and safety for colors, for everything combined, this new kind of soap tests it best. So why not make Does your wash day soap? Does everything and does it best. Does invites you to visit the Goldberg. Molly, David, Rosie, and Mike have just hailed a cab. A call Mike put through a few minutes ago has made them all anxious to rush back to Elsie Warren's house on Jennifer Street. Mike telephoned, expecting to talk to his friend Joe Ellis. Instead, Elsie answered. She had returned unexpectedly from California. Fearing Joe may get to Elsie's house before they do and spill the story of Elsie's daughter, Mary, and the $25,000, Mike and Molly are making every effort to get to the house first. But unknown to them, Elsie is already on the verge of learning the truth. Not from Joe, but from Jake, who walked in a few minutes after Mike's call. Listen.
2024 Jennifer Street, buddy, and make it snappy.
2024 Jennifer Street, buddy, and make it snappy.
Oh, please, snappy. Please, Arthur. Snappy to 2024 Jennifer Street.
Here it is, Ma. Please sit back and don't be so nervous.
I'm not nervous, Rosa. Do you see me nervous? Did you see me nervous? I'm sitting
yes,
back. I'm
Ma.
Sitting forward. I'm sitting back.
Uncle David, nervous. Sit back and don't be so nervous.
I am, Rosa. I am sitting back. Did you see me nervous? I'm not nervous. Please, Rosa, please. Don't you make me nervous.
I don't want to be nervous at this party. Elsie's home, and I got some tall explaining to do.
Why, we're all nervous, Mike. We're all nervous. We're all peanuts in one shell. We're all so nervous. I still have nothing not to be nervous about. Do I know more now about Mr. Goldberg, about my husband, than I knew before?
But you know everything is being done, Mama darling.
Everything is being done, Mama darling. Everything is being done. But if everything turns out to be nothing...
Molly. Why do you always tear down your bridges before you have to cross them?
Ma.
Please, Rosalie, please. I tear down my bridges. Maybe they have no bridges to cross. You have to have a bridge to cross before you cross.
No, Ma.
Please, Rosalie, don't ma me.
Don't ma, Mama.
I'm not, Uncle David.
So don't.
If I'm relaxing, Rosalie, please, let me relax. Just let me sit back and let me relax, please. Oh, let me relax. It's a long ride yet to Greensville. We have to ride yet. Maybe a trolley car would be better. Oy. Maybe we'll stop or get a cold drink. Something to drink. Something to cool. Rosalie, don't wiggle. Sit quiet and don't wiggle.
Maybe,
David, you think I should call up Lastonbury and speak to Mary and tell her her mother is home, that Elsie is home?
Molly, I say no.
Why?
Because. To complicate things is complicating. And then why should you complicate?
All right.
We're on our way to 2024 Jennifer Street, no? Mrs. Warren is there. Whatever we'll have to do and say, we'll all say.
You'll have to help me out of this jam, Mrs. Goldberg.
Oh, I'll do what I can, Mike.
Thanks. Elsie means a lot to me and my future. If she gets a story from Joe first, I guess it'll be curtains for me with her. Women are funny that way, I guess. Once they find out you lied to them, their confidence in you is gone.
Why, Mike, we have to figure out the way to tell her about Mary and how you sent her to Lastonbury to protect her.
No, we can't say that, Mrs. Goldberg. She'll want to know what we was protecting her from, and if we tell her the police, we'll have to tell her the whole story. That's the one thing that'll break her heart. Oh, I ain't saying she loves me, but even if she did, she loves her daughter more, and if there's anything that'll break her down, it'll be to hear that Mary is mixed up in anything shady. So we'll just have to tell her that Mary called and she's visiting a friend. How's that?
All right. So we want to protect Mary, of course. And that's why I sent her to my home in Lastonbury. Now, we have to protect Elsie Ryan also.
Yeah, that's...
We have to think of the best way to tell Elsie Ryan the truth.
Yeah.
Oh, but Mike, we have first things first. And my very selfish to say that to me, Mr. Goldberg, and knowing more about what happened to him is my first thought.
Now, then you won't think I'm a heel if I say Elsie Warren, and what she's going to think of me if Joe gets to her before I do is what's first on my mind right now.
So what's first in your mind, Mike, is first in your mind. And what's first in Mrs. Goldberg's mind is first in her mind. But what's the difference? We are all sitting on different branches of the same tree.
That's right, Grandpa.
Mm-hmm. Jade, Joe, Elsie, Mary. It's all one piece. Find Jade and the money, Mary can come home. And if Mary can come home, then we are not afraid of Joe anymore. And if so, then Mary will straighten out Elsie with the truth. And the truth never hurt anybody yet, to my knowledge.
Gee, I hope you're right, Grandpa.
Only what, Mike?
Nothing, Mrs. Goldberg.
Talk, Mike. Talk, you'll feel better.
Well, do you ever get the feeling that you'd almost give your life just to turn the clock back a little? Well, that's just the way it is with me. I never knew people like you before. If only I'd run into you before all this happened.
Well, life is made up of a lot of ifs, Mike. But even with the ifs, it's still good to live.
Here's the city limits sign. Now, look, we're coming into Greensville.
Coming in Greensville? The Greensville city limits. City limits.
City limits. We're coming into Greensville.
Oh, city limits. It's a long ride from here yet, Mike?
Not so long, Mrs. Goldberg. Rosie, keep an eye out of your side of the cab, and I'll watch out of mine. We're going to be passing through the center of the town soon, and that's where Joe Ellis may be hanging out at a pool room called the Eight Ball.
Eight Ball?
Yeah, if we could catch him before he gets back to Wellesley, it'd take a million years off in my head.
All right, Mike, I'll watch out.
Me too. I'll look from the back window. Excuse me, Molly. I want to turn around so I should see.
Still, David, please, you put your head up in the back so the driver wouldn't be able to see in the front.
All right. So I'll look from the front.
Don't lean so forward, David, darling. If the taxi cab will stop in a minute, then you'll hurt your head.
I'll look to the front and lean on my back, all right?
All right, David, if it pleases you, look for the eight ball.
All right, so I'm doing.
See anything, Rosie?
Nothing yet, Mike.
Okay. Say, driver, you don't have to collapse just because we're looking for someone. Don't forget, 2024 Jennifer Street is where we're going.
2024 Jennifer Street is where we are going. Don't collapse.
Don't collapse.
Step on it, buddy.
Step on it.
2024 Jennifer Street is where we're going. Lest you forget.
Don't collapse.
Step on it.
Don't collapse.
Step on it. I'd ask you to sit down, sir, if I knew who you were waiting for. But I never heard anybody looming here by the name of Goldberg.
Oh, yes, you did. I have proof that you did.
You don't think I'd lie to you, do you?
I do.
Well, that's a nice thing to say to me.
It's the only thing I can say to you.
You better say it someplace else and not in my home.
If you're asking me to leave, you'll have to get the police to put me out. And I don't think you'll do that.
Why not?
Because.
What do you mean?
You're a very fine actress, madam.
Now, look here, mister, whatever your name is. I don't know you.
But I know you, and my name is Mr. Goldberg. That name should be very familiar to you.
My friend will be here any minute, Mr. Goldberg. And I think if you know what's good for you, you will leave before he gets here.
What?
He has a bad temper, and he won't like the things you are saying.
Madam, maybe he and you both should worry about the things I'm going to say to him and to you.
I'm telling you to leave, Mr. Goldberg.
And I'm telling you that I'm staying.
Hello?
Long distance calling, Mrs. Goldberg.
What?
It is Greenfield 674. Goldberg here.
You have a Mr. Goldberg.
Just a minute.
Lastonbury, Connecticut calling.
Lastonbury, Connecticut calling.
That's my home.
But just a minute. Mr. Goldberg is here.
Go ahead. Hello.
I don't understand all this.
Not much. Hello?
Hello?
Seymour.
Are you all right, Mr. Goldberg?
I'm fine.
How is Mrs. Goldberg?
I don't know yet.
I have to talk to her about Mary.
Who's Mary?
Mary is my daughter.
Mary is the girl that put the money in Mrs. Goldberg's pocketbook.
Where is she?
She's here in Lastonbury.
What is she doing in Lastonbury?
Who's in Lastonbury?
Your daughter is in Lastonbury.
Well, what is my daughter doing in Lastonbury?
Ask my wife. It looks like Mrs. Goldberg had a finger in this pie.
Well, Mike's frantic efforts to keep Elsie from the truth seem doomed to failure. Everything appears to be conspiring towards the opposite end. But will Elsie get the whole truth? Or only enough to make her suspicious of everyone, including Jake and Molly? You know, the other day in an Omaha supermarket, our traveling reporter was telling the ladies the news about Dove. He was saying that tests against 25 wash day soaps prove this. Dove not only does everything best in your wash, it does everything best in the dishpan, too. Well, one lady spoke up.
What do you mean, does everything best in the dishpan?
Well, you see, only Dove, the new kind of soap, gives you this combination in the dishpan. Suds that stand up till the last dish is done. Faster suds for cutting grease, along with greater kindness to your hands.
You mean none of those other soaps could do all that?
Not one. Compared with soap after soap, Dove gives you more suds faster. Suds that really last, so there's no need to keep adding soap. Dove takes hold of tough grease quicker, too, so you don't do any hard scouring. Yet when it comes to your hands, Dove is actually kinder to them. Leaves them feeling so soft and nice. You'll find in the dishpan, too, Dove does everything and does it best. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg and brought to you by D.U.Z. Dove. There is much that mothers know about their children, but there is also much at which they can only guess. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Dove, the soap that does everything best. Our fighting men have two jobs. First Germany, then Japan. Stick with them to the finish. Keep on saving used kitchen fat.